Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like button, that share button, comment button, whatever you can do. But anyway, as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So we always have heard of the concept of value and money. And this is go back to a real situation that I had. And a real situation that I had was, you know, I own a foundation called the, well, I founded a foundation, co-founded a foundation of the Global Children Financial Literacy Foundation. And what ended up happening was, in our foundation, you know, I've written 3 children's books on insurance, credit, and investing. And the kids have to read the book and take a quiz on each book. And at the end, we would have a pizza party, and then we would purchase a stock in the kids' favorite company. So a company that we did was Coca-Cola. We did Coca-Cola for a while, and this young lady won. We gave her a nice little pretty stock certificate, and we gave her a Coca-Cola to kind of signify that she has a Coca-Cola. She was about 6 years old. She was all excited. And in order for this to happen, the mother had to create a investment account. And once she created the investment account, my foundation would transfer 2 shares of Coca-Cola over to her for winning the book club. And the mother, surprisingly, the mother was not interested in the shares of stock. She was interested in the Coca-Cola, but she was not interested in the stock. So I had to sit back and, you know, I had to fight and tell this mother, hey, look, you know, would you want a Coca-Cola, 2 shares of Coca-Cola, or 2-liter Coke? She was like, you know what, I'm going to take the 2-liter Coke. And I was just baffled. I was like, wow, you know, this 2-liter Coke is worth about, what, 2-3 bucks versus these 2 shares of Coca-Cola is worth 100 bucks today. That's going to draw dividends that can be reinvested that we don't know 5-6 years from now. It could be worth 150 bucks. You don't know. I don't know what the shares of Coca-Cola will be worth in 10 years. But I know the 2-liter Coke is not worth any. It won't be worth anything in about a week or so, right? If you drink it. So, but I had to sit back and talk with this mother, and I thought that was so crazy. And I was on the phone the other day with a friend of mine, and my friend of mine told me, Prince, you know what? You know, look up this video. It's called A Piece of Chocolate Versus Silver. I said, A Piece of Chocolate Versus Silver. He was like, yeah, they did an experiment on a piece of chocolate and silver. And the piece of chocolate was, you know, the guy was walking around doing an experiment. He asked people, hey, do you want 10 ounces of silver or do you want this exercise candy bar? And I want y'all to tune in and listen exactly what people said in this experiment. It's about a 3-minute clip, and it's going to talk about this guy walking around doing this experiment. Now, I may sound a little slow today. I am had surgery on my eye, and I'm under oxycodone and what is that, volumes and ibuprofen. So I might be a little slow, a little dragged right now. But anyway, I want you guys to check out this experiment and learn something from money and value and time and investments. All right? So y'all check this out.
It's your lucky day today. You win a free 10-ounce silver bar, pure silver bullion, or a free Hershey's king-size chocolate bar.
Take this one.
You'll take the chocolate bar. Who needs a 10-ounce bar of silver?
No.
Have a good day. It's your choice. A free 10-ounce bar of silver bullion or a free king-size Hershey bar?
I think I'll take the Hershey bar.
Go ahead. It's your lucky day. Just fresh out of the refrigerator.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Who needs a 10-ounce bar of silver when you can have a good, delicious bar of chocolate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You'd rather have the Hershey bar than the silver bar?
Yes, I would.
Oh, you would, okay.
Yeah, the Hershey bar, you can't eat the silver bar.
Yeah, that's right, you can't eat the silver. What are you gonna do with a 10-ounce bar of silver, right? You know? Which one do you want?
Probably the chocolate, because I'm a girl and it's been a cranky day.
Okay, it's yours. Eat it quick, because it's getting hot out here. Just offering people a free Hershey bar today, or a free silver bar. Which one would you prefer?
Silver? I'll take the...
Who needs a silver bar? Lucky day today, a free chilled Hershey bar straight out of the fridge, or this bar of silver. It's 10 ounces.
What are you guys doing?
Which one do you want?
Well, I don't have any way to do anything with the silver.
Okay, so you'd prefer the Hershey bar?
Yeah, but is it real?
Yes. Just straight out of the fridge.
Doesn't seem real.
The Hershey bar doesn't seem real. I mean, we could go into this coin shop, we could verify the silver bar is real.
No, that's all right.
It's real.
I always take chocolate.
Always take chocolate. Enjoy.
Thank
You're a winner today. Oh. We're offering a free Hershey bar right out of the fridge.
Okay.
Or a free silver bar. It's 10 ounces. It's a little tarnished. Which one do you want?
I don't know. Chocolate bar.
Go ahead. All right. It's yours. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. You're a winner.
What am I winning?
You win either a free 10-ounce bar of tarnished old silver bullion, or this Hershey bar just out of the fridge.
What's gonna happen?
Which one do you want?
The candy.
Go ahead, it's yours. All right, we got another winner for the Hershey bar giveaway. Thank you.
Now, isn't that crazy? I won't say it's crazy, but can you believe that? So many people took a piece of chocolate over 10-ounce silver. The 10-ounce silver was worth $150. This big Hershey's bar was probably worth, I don't know, $2 or $3. And I saw that and it made me scratch my head and it said, wow, it reminded me of my real life situation of the 2-liter Coke versus 2 shares of Coca-Cola. So that's crazy. So anyway, as an investor, I want to, and this is the natural mind. You know, if I stood outside of Walmart and I said, hey, would you like a $100 gift card or would you like $100 a share of Walmart? 1 share of Walmart, $120 gift card. I would bet to believe most people would take the $120 Walmart card because they can see the value. They can see the value today. A stock or a piece of land, you can't really see the value, you can't take it or whatnot, so it takes a while. So as an investor, I hope you learned a lesson of be fast to buy assets, but be very slow to buy liabilities. So I thank y'all for tuning in. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out.